Morning.
Morning.
Betty?
Yep.
Oh, how are you?
Very good, Nancy. How about you?
Good. I was just looking in our Sunday paper. Well, today's only Tuesday. That's not too bad. And our travel section has a pretty fair-sized write-up on Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good or bad?
Oh, good, good. Places that, that we should visit there.
Uh-huh.
One of them is called, let me see what it was called, Strip District?
Yes.
Not what you would think it is, but...
No, it isn't.
Sounded interesting, so...
Yeah. It is. It's a very interesting area.
Uh-huh. They were just mentioning the different, you know, areas and how... places to go and things to do.
Uh-huh.
So...
Yeah, that's where I have to go if I want any of the Asian things we talk about.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who else do we have on the line? Anybody else want to say hello?
Hi, Nancy. This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, trying to pack for the convention.
Oh.
Only Friday.
A long drive for you.
Yeah, it'll be worth it.
Yeah. Anybody else on the line that wants to say hello?
Hi, Nancy. This is Mary Jane.
Hi, Mary Jane. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. That's good to hear. Anybody else? No? Okay. Anybody... Before I dive into what I'm going to talk about, anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? Anyone else? Anybody want to say anything? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's a quiet group. Huh?
That's true. Just a couple of things that come to my mind. My husband and I work the AIDS walk. We've done that for a number of years, and we did it on Saturday, and it was 38 degrees at 7:30 when we got down there. A little chilly. But anyway, after we worked registration, I was just walking around to see who the vendors were, and a woman said to me, "Would you like a massage?" And I said, "Yeah." And so she started to talk to me, and I said, "You know, I got to go get my husband. I'll come back." And I did, and she gave me a chair massage. She even went into my scalp, and it felt really good. She is a massotherapist. Her husband is a chiropractor. And so she gave me her card and a sheet that explains, and it was interesting. I don't remember what I paid for a massage in the past, but she charges $65 for an hour and a quarter, which didn't sound too bad. She also does reflexology. And then I went to Tai Chi yesterday, and our instructor handed out a sheet where the school for massotherapy here, the college, does it, and seniors can go for $20 for 45 minutes. Now, granted, you're going to be having a student who is learning, but I kind of, in fact, a friend of mine said to me yesterday, "You go and see how it is, and then I'll go maybe." I said, I think that the beginners probably work on each other, and they would not put someone on a live person who's out from, you know, from out here, who could potentially become harmed by anything they do. So that's, you know, massage feels wonderful and definitely could get people to talk to about incorporating Nikan into what they're doing, which was sort of in the back of my mind. So just some thoughts about doing massage and getting a massage. It was just interesting this morning, too, just surfing channels a little bit. You can barely turn on TV without something about eating this for that or somebody losing weight. In fact, I also read in Sunday's paper just now, the person who was on the Today Show yesterday morning who lost 180 pounds without gastric bypass, and I just saw her for 2 seconds and heard her say they wanted me to do it and I didn't. And she's in Cleveland, which I didn't realize. I didn't hear it. You know, I just saw 30 seconds of it. But but she's from Cleveland, did not have gastric bypass, and I remember hearing the nutritionist say that it can be done without having to have surgery. So, anybody else who has joined us since we started who wants to say hi?
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Good morning, Darlene. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Nancy, talking about massages, Saturday, my karate studio, they did a kick-a-thon, which is the kids went in and they, you know, it's like a walk-a-thon, you know, so many miles, they get so much a mile or whatever, and it's the same thing with the kick-a-thon. They have to kick in a kick bag and, you know, people donate money, and the cause was for St. Jude. So last year I went and I did massages. You know, just chair massage like you were just talking about. And I didn't put a price on it or anything. I just figured donations. And I did very well. And so anyways, I figured I'd do it this year here. And I was going to, and I put a price on it, like $5 for 10 minutes. And I raised quite a bit of money for St. Jude by just doing that. And then, you know, also, you know, letting people know, you know, what I do. So it was kind of cool.
Do you have a chair that you use?
You know what? I used two folding chairs.
Just wonder.
And I had a little pillow on one of the chairs, and they just leaned forward. And I used the Mag Creator and the Mag Boys on the back, and and just talked to them a little bit, and 10 minutes, and I did that for 5 hours, and it was cool.
You can do a lot of people in 5 hours or 10 minutes.
Yeah, I did. It was good. And it was, you know, busy. I mean, you know, kept me busy anyway. So that was a cool thing. And plus I got the word out about NECAN, you know, a little bit more.
And you basically went up and down the spine.
Yep, that's all I did. I just, I went, you know how you do 10 all the way down to the base, and then in the middle where the brow line is that you stop putting pressure. And that's what I did. You know, I didn't put it on the bottom. I just did it on the top part of it, you know.
Okay.
But everybody that I gave it to, you know, was very, they said, oh, my goodness, this is great. You have a card.
Right.
I said, sure. The other thing is, I don't know, I was flipping over the stations yesterday, and I happened to be, I guess, on one of the channels, they're doing repeats of Wife Swap. And usually I don't watch it, but I watched it yesterday, and it was all about this husband and wife were very much overweight, didn't exercise, and then he was a champion eater. I mean, he could eat, I don't know, 36 hot dogs in so many minutes. And he weighed, way over 400 pounds, you know, close to 500 pounds. And the wife that he ended up with was a trainer, a boxing champion, you know. So she had him and his son on a regiment of exercise and punching bags and everything. And by the time they swapped back, you know, he lost something like 23 pounds.
Wow, because that's not that long.
Yep. Yeah, that was only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was a good thing. I mean, it was really good. And the wife went over to the husband that the husband and wife both have a business that they do exercise and kick bags and all that. And the wife started, had to swap and do the same kind of training that the other wife did, you know. And she learned how to eat better and, you know, and the kids learned more of a family, you know, instead of being strict about, you know, exercising all the time and stuff like that. You know, trying to keep a happy balance, which they were very good anyway, but really good. But the poor guy, I mean, he was almost 500 pounds.
Whoa.
Big man. Oh, my goodness, you know. So it was good. You know, the experience they both had were beneficial for their health, so that was good.
Wow.
It was a good one.
A lot of weight to carry around.
Oh, man, I was really, you know, but it was good. At least he was open to do it, so that was important.
Yeah. I wonder if he knew that was what was going to happen when he signed on for that.
Yeah, probably not, because they don't know who they're going to be switching with.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's usually the total opposite people, you know, people that take care of themselves or naturalists, or, you know, somebody that eats a lot of fried foods, or the kids are just uncontrollable, and the other ones are very structured, and, it's pretty, I mean, when you get into it, it's like, oh, God, I can't start another program. I don't want.
So that feeling, yeah.
Yeah, but it was good. It was very, thought I would just share that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have any thoughts? Well, I was saying last week that I was thinking I wasn't going to be able to make tomato soup this year because nobody seems to have what I need. And this morning, right and early at 9 o'clock, my phone rang, and it was the tomato guy, and he said, "Do you still want tomatoes? He's got 4 or 5 boxes. And I said, "Okay, I guess I'm making soup this week." So that's good.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking last night, you know, I guess I'm not going to make soup. I guess I'll make chili instead to take up the freezer space. But it looks like it's going to be soup to begin with anyway. So that's all. I like having it in the freezer so I can just pull it out. And I make 4 huge pots full. So there we go.
Nancy?
Yeah.
This is Mary Lou. This is not quite a food question, but I need to ask. Does anybody know, at one time I got an email that there was a certain repairman to repair, like, the palm mag and, you know, the different ones. But do you know anything about the magnetic necklaces? Repair on them. This man's had the regular gold one. It's 3 or 4 years old, but he doesn't want the other kind that, you know, we have in there now. And so he wanted to see if we could repair that one.
Mary Lou?
What's wrong with it?
It just broke, that's all I know. I mean, I'm not near him or anything, or haven't seen it. He just said it broke, and it's not the one in the catalog now, so that tells you kind of...
Well, you know, it's usually that little, the rings that hold it together.
I think
you know,
it was between one of those places there, you know.
I would say it's the jeweler.
Just go ahead and take it to the jeweler?
Yeah. What were you going to say, Daddy?
Huh?
What were you going to say?
No, because my brother-in-law, the same thing, and it happened to me also, and it's the little rings that connect the magnets to each other, you know, the little rings. Unless it's the little the welded part that's broken off, that happened to me, and I don't think you can even replace that unless they can take it off and just kind of put it back together again and just shorten it. You know, but it does, you know, I think within time and depending on the acidity of their body, too, they pit a lot. You know, my brother-in-law, it pits more, you know, pits on him because he has a lot of acidity in his body.
The other thing that I found, Nancy, or Mary Lou, on those is the acidity and also how they wear things because some people are harder on things than, you know, others.
Yes.
All the links will be getting thin. The jewelry just, you know, just breaks down. It deteriorates, and it's not really worth doing that. But that, you know, you'd have to see it, or he'd have to look at it, or take it. The best thing is just to take it into a jeweler and take their opinion on it.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes you'd end up spending more money on trying to replace parts of it. Than you would on just a new one, even though he doesn't want to change. So, yeah, that's just wear and tear on it.
Okay. Well, sure. Did you say the necklace or the bracelet?
Necklace.
And it's not in any of our magazines now. You know, it's the ones that are already gone. And that one was much more fragile than the one that we have now. I mean, the original was much thinner material, so it is going to wear through faster. I mean, the magnetic, you know, what is there is still of value, but it's just that the pieces could be all becoming rather thin for it to break.
Uh-huh.
That's my take on it also.
All righty. I'll just pass that on to them and kind of see what they want to do. And I imagine they could still find another one just like that from somebody around.
Do you know if he has a large neck?
You know, I've never seen the man. I've seen his wife, and I never have. Yeah. And I know he's a salesman and gone, you know, just a whole lot. But I know he wears it all the time.
Uh-huh.
But he feels like that everything, that something happens to it, it should be replaced or done something. You know how some people are.
Because I have a real gold bracelet that I wear, and it's been a couple of years ago already, and I've had it for a very long time. I took it to the jeweler just to check, and it's a link kind of bracelet, and many of the links were wearing thin. And, you know, they described it, I wear it all the time, I never take it off. And it's loose on me, but when I sleep, I notice now there are times when I'll just automatically pull it down. And it's that's when it's tight against your skin, when it's really rubbing against each other more. And that's why I asked if it's tight on his neck.
You know, I just, like I said, they're under my downline, but I've never seen him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that she called and said that it had broken, and that I know if there was a place to take it back to,
mm-hmm.
you know, or if Nick did anything, you know, with them.
Yeah.
I need to ask the second question on that. My newest one that I purchased, it's in the catalog now, it doesn't have a silver look to it. It's more grayish. Is there a different metal that we're using on it? Does anybody know? Is that way with y'all's? It picks up more like titanium. It looks more like the titanium metal looks on the bracelet that I wear all the time.
What does the catalog call it?
They call it a gold. I mean a silver.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wondered if anybody else has had more of kind of coloring to it than mine. I just need to ask that question.
What time did you tell me to call? Sorry. You know, I don't know on the material. That one I can't answer.
Uh-huh. It's just not silver looking, you know. But and I know the catalog says that, you know, it's, you know, our 24-plated silver or whatever it says that it is. Overlay with it. But anyway, I just need on that, so I'll just tell him to take it to a jewelry store and then he can go from there. If he doesn't want to, well, then he'll just have to buy another one that if he can find it, you know.
You know, another thought just occurred to me, and I don't know whether you have, like, wherever he is, if they have craft shows, if he could find someone who makes jewelry,
uh-huh.
that person may be able to repair it for him, even less expensive. Well, I would check both. But, you know, somebody who makes jewelry may have the equipment to be able to repair it
okay.
for him to be able to use again.
Alrighty.
That's another thought.
Alrighty. I will do.
I know
the Dallas area, and he travels everywhere, so I should be able to find somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have lots of art shows in the summer here, but now into the holidays there are craft shows also, so he may be able to find somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know, I don't know, you might tell him, but I know my husband has gone through 3 of the necklaces, and it's because he never takes his off, and it's
the gold starting tarnishing.
I bet this man does too, but now I take mine off on that other silver one that I bought, but it just doesn't look silver on me, you know. But somebody asked me, is that supposed to be silver the other day, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I do need to check this one. So whatever. But anyway, this is off of nutrition, but you know me, y'all are the only support I have to ask a question.
No, but it's not silver like you're going to buy in a jewelry store, tell them.
Okay.
You know, because it would be a lot more expensive that way.
Uh-huh.
And you aren't, you know, it has a silver cast to it, but you're not sure what the metal is. And, you know, it says silver as far as the color, and they're definitely different colors of silver.
Off again. Yes.
Lee, does your husband wear the necklace in the shower also?
Oh, he wears it in the spa.
Okay.
And he just never takes it off. It's made his nose quit running. So since they came out with it, he has never, we've just replaced it. We're on our third one.
Okay.
In keeping with repairs, this is Maddie Dash. Someone mentioned the palm mat. Does anybody have a place where they send those off, the old ones, to be repaired?
There are 2 places, Maddie. One is Focus on Growth has a name. And there's and do you know the name Mary McClelland?
Yes, sounds familiar.
She is, I believe she's under Dave. Her husband is repairing them. She's in outside of Cleveland.
Cleveland. I know her.
Get you her number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But okay. I would check both and see what the charge is.
Okay.
But
thank
I think Focus has a connection also.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, Focus on Growth now has mag bags.
Right.
Oh. Did they purchase that company?
Yes, they have. Well, they've taken it over completely because of all the problems.
Okay.
Which is terrific news.
Right. Sure.
Okay. Anybody have any other?
Well, I have a comment. I asked about the eggplant and last week, and on page 178 of that student's one, I followed the sandwich, and just to let everybody know, it was not that great. But then what Char had suggested with the onions and red peppers fried together anyway, I took the rest of the eggplant and did it with the red peppers and onions, and I don't even like peppers that much, but we put it in a sandwich, and it was pretty good.
Good.
But I don't think I'll go to the trouble to buy eggplant that much again. It doesn't really, I haven't had eggplant in probably 30 years, and it just didn't taste, it didn't feel, it seemed like it had much flavor.
It doesn't, but it's really good for you. There was something on TV last week about the purples. And
oh, really?
They had blueberries, and they had eggplant there, and how chock full of antioxidants they are. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that because they were two for a dollar, and that's the only reason I bought it.
That's a good price.
Okay,
I know.
I'll remember.
Even though the inside is not purple, they had eggplants. I remember very clearly seeing the eggplant there. And I've seen, like, an off-white, creamy-color eggplant. I don't know what the difference is in taste, and I would suspect, now that I heard, you know, this about the purple, that it's not going to give you the same nutrients. Did you ever try, Lee, layering, you know, some spaghetti or pasta sauce on the bottom of a pan, layering eggplant and some of the almond cheese, and just layering that and baking it?
No, I have not been good at all on the recipes. We've just sort of been doing the basics so much and a little bit of frying things differently, but that, I'm trying to start to do some of the recipes now.
Mm-hmm. That's an easy one, and you can eat it hot or cold. It holds up, you know, a week in the refrigerator, depending on how much you make, obviously. But, yeah, that's a good one to...
You just use almond cheese and the eggplant and...
And pasta sauce. Just layer it, pasta sauce, eggplant, cheese, pasta sauce, eggplant, cheese, you know. Put it in a pan, bake it. I like it dry, so I let it bake for a long time. I mean, you know, depending on what I've got in there. And then I like it cold. My husband likes it hot.
And do you just slice the eggplant, or do you cut it up in pieces, or what?
Oh, I slice them. Slice them across with the skin and just layer them.
You leave the skin on it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
In fact, the end, the very end, not the one that where it was attached, the other end, that's my favorite piece, where it's all skin.
Oh, my gosh. So skin of the eggplant and then just almond cheese?
Well, you know, any of the vegan cheeses that you can find in the grocery store.
Well, any, okay.
Yeah, I mean, almond. Yeah. But
we tried one of the mozzarella ones where it said it even melted, and it didn't seem to melt, and we didn't think the cheeses were very good. But that, and then with the sauce.
Yeah, and the cheese is a different consistency. I wouldn't eat it. Well, you could. I'm sure you could eat it the way it is, but it doesn't melt the way you're used to cheese melting.
I
put a little dollop on each piece of eggplant in the pan.
Just put a little dollop of cheese on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to try that.
Yeah, it's not a hard recipe to make, and it doesn't take a whole lot of time. So
that's what I need with Tom and all. So that's
sure.
That. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've used eggplant in place of pasta lots of times. Yeah. No, just done the.
What do you cook that at?
Same as
three
you
and would
cook any.
3 1/4 for about how long?
You know, a lot depends on how many layers you've got in there.
Okay.
And how loose your pasta sauce is, and how dry you like it.
Okay.
Probably an hour or so.
Okay.
Make sure that the eggplant is, and how thick you make your slices even.
Okay.
But make sure it's your slices are soft and they've been cooked.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll try it.
Good.
Nancy, have you ever tried that with lasagna noodles? Sounds like that would be a good lasagna.
You could do that. I do have a package of whole wheat lasagna noodles. You could certainly add that in there with that instead of the meat, yeah. Maybe once years and years and years ago made lasagna. I'm not crazy about it because I didn't like the cheese, but it's something you can make and serve for company.
Yes. Now, you wouldn't add noodles to this, would you, with the eggplant, the cheese, and the sauce?
You could. I mean, you know, it's your recipe. You could also add other veggies in there. I always put a whole head of garlic in, too, because I love garlic, obviously. But you can put other veggies in there if you like. Some people actually put zucchini. You know, whatever you like. But it's a good use for eggplant. You were asking about eggplant.
Okay. Thank you.
You could cut onions. You know, whatever you want in there.
Oh, that sounds good. Uh-huh. Add onions, too.
Sure. And onions are good for us, too. I'm giving a recipe. Can you believe it? Anyway.
Speaking of recipes, Nancy, I Googled to see what they had for patty melts, and I was going to do it last night, but we ate leftovers instead. But anyway, they have had a couple of recipes, and where did it, I don't have the website on. Anyway, I just Googled it, and they say that that particular squash, a flat one that has that scalloped edge on it, and mine are way oversized.
Mm.
I mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably a couple of them are probably 10 inches across. They're supposed to be about probably 4 or 5 inches. But I haven't played with it what the difference is going to be when they get that big. But they're using, they call it scallop squash, too, with your favorite stuffing recipe or roasting the vegetable, just grill or griddle. And the spices that what they're saying mix it with is tomatoes, onions, mushrooms, cheese, of course, and many fresh herbs. And the favorites were marjoram, rosemary, dill, thyme, and parsley.
Really? I would.
Two of the ones that go really well with that particular squash. So if anybody sees those in the store and they want to try them for something different, that was their suggestion.
What was the name of the squash again, Sharpie?
The
weren't on yesterday.
Patty Pan.
P-A-T-T-Y.
And then P-A-N.
Huh.
Both of them P like Portland.
And you found it in a grocery store?
Yeah, they're in the grocery stores around here, but mine was out of the garden because I planted the vegetable.
Oh.
Planted the squash seeds, and it's the first time I've ever planted it.
Uh-huh.
One of the recipes is just, you know, making kind of a regular stuffing with a, they're calling sausage, of course, which I wouldn't use, but just onion and parsley and breadcrumbs and then a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper. Thank you. And then baking it in the oven, covered in a baking dish. You know, you're taking, they take a little bit off the bottom just so it sits flat, and then put that, hollow it out, and I imagine that would be the seeds on the inside, cutting the other top of it open, and putting that in for stuffing. So anyway, it's just kind of fun to play around with different looking and unusual vegetables, and one of those for a side dish vegetable would look really great on the plate, just, you know, the design of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, a peel is a lot with eye look also. So they're small normally, wouldn't amount to anything to try. So anyway, I'm anxious to try it for dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know, but if anybody sees it or runs across them, something else to try.
Mm-hmm. Great. Just something else, Shar. Did you get the email I sent you on sleep?
Yesterday?
No, I think it was last weekend.
Okay, I didn't see that. I'll go through and look because a bunch of my stuff periodically coming from anybody is going into junk mail, and I forgot to look. So
it was, remember we talked several weeks ago about what I had seen on sleep, and I finally remembered to put it on the computer for you.
Oh, so. Thank you. Well, I'm sure it's there because
okay.
I'm not totally missing anything.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to send it down because there was some good information about kids and sleep and what it does when you don't get what you need. Teenagers need 9 hours. How many people know teenagers who are even lucky enough to get 9 hours during the week?
I used to have one that said he needed 10 to 12 hours, and he did a pretty good job because he just stayed in bed, but usually he was picking up on the weekends. That's my youngest.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that you cannot make up sleep, though. Once it's gone, it's gone.
I just read an article the other day that said you
know, I, again, sometimes you don't have time or the desire to keep going into the research, but they were saying you could, if you were short at night, take a couple of naps or a nap in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And also said that if you were short over 2 or 3 days, to add on the weekends. And, you know, when I do that, and to me, I know there's a psychological part to this also, but I try not to ever play on that. I'd rather not know, and I think back when I didn't know that they said it was okay, and I was reading an article that said it was not going to work.
Yeah.
But to see how my body responds.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I find that on the weekend, an extra hour in a night, like Sunday, is a different day for me. I'm relaxed. I'm not doing the same pace. And I normally, from Saturday to Sunday, end up with an extra hour of sleep in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you remember, and this was done several weeks ago, but one thing that I was reminded of when I typed it up was, they did a test with sixth graders, I think they were, and they were not allowed, their sleep was cut 1 hour a night for 3 nights, and their academics went down to fourth grade in 3 nights of 1 less hour, so that was 3 hours over 3 nights.
See, I can believe that easily.
Yeah. Parents will not believe that. Parents will argue with us, I'll bet.
I can believe that because when you're short, your brain does not function at the same level. I mean, I can see a huge difference when I shorten my sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other side of it, when I get to Sunday night, I have more difficulty quitting on night because I've been very relaxed and I just want to keep doing things. I've picked up an extra hour or two of sleep over the weekend, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that you can offset it to some degree. And, of course, you know, some of it's probably just the difference in the pace, too.
Mm-hmm.
So our bodies need a break.
Yes.
We should
need a break. But it also brought up that you need sleep. After studying, you need sleep to cement what you have just studied. So if you're going to bed sleep-deprived because you've been studying too long, you're not going to allow your body to retain what you've studied as well. Interesting.
I think
we've talked many times about how that's the first place people cut. So
there was a study, this is Mary Lou, and there was a study done recently, exactly, because I talked to my son, he was here with his grandchildren this weekend, and they were so tired and all, and he said there had been a study in the Dallas area, and their grades had gone up so much before they started school later in the morning. Because people have so much trouble, you know, getting their kids up so early, you know, to get out by 3:30 or 4, and they had to study, and it in essence did the very same thing you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Had to have more rest because you can't get them to go to sleep at 8:30 or 9.
What grade were they talking about? Do you know, Mary Lou?
Junior high and high school.
Wow.
And they said it was all the difference in the world and the children's performance, what they wanted to do, everything, you know, because they're just so sleep deprived, like y'all are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And said that you know, they were, so I think they've already changed, they did the study and they've changed the time when they'd come to school, like at 9 o'clock, you know, and get out at 4 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than having to, you know, a lot of them are getting on the bus by 6 o'clock when they ride those buses.
And it's dark out.
Uh-huh.
Which is psychologically not good even.
It's not even good, period, you know, so, because parents, you know, have to be there for the buses for them to go, you know, because they're going into commuting for, you know, into jobs and different things,
mm-hmm.
But that's it, but that's just another thing, they've done a lot of the studies on it, and they're proving that it's just, that the kids can't do well because they're sleepy and tired.
It'll be interesting to see if this does have an effect across the country.
I don't know if it'll ever do or not. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just won't change anything because that's too much changing because they're already used to it, you know.
Well, but so many times both parents are working and there's nobody home to even get these kids off.
That's right.
So, you know, you can't leave a first grader home alone until 9 o'clock to get himself off to school.
That's right.
And mom has to be off at 8.
It presents other problems, but it's showing what the problem is, you know.
Well, yeah. Where are our priorities?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm just going to share that with you.
No, that's good information. Thank you. Anybody else want to have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? somehow my husband is on a list, and, you know, that he gets mail, and Cleveland Business Connects, I've never seen this magazine before, but it came, and boy, and I, you know, I tried to decide, is this worth my time to read? And I started looking at this magazine, and I don't know whether it's just this issue or generally, but this whole thing is on, basically on wellness. And the first article I looked at was from the editor of it. And she says, how much information is out there about the best foods to boost the immunity? And I'm just a short article. I'm just going to do one article today because the whole magazine is just full. Top 10 ways to maximize calorie burn are the leading products to protect your skin from sun damage. We're all looking for ways to be fit and healthy. She said for a lot of people, working out has become a top priority in their life. And exercise, and this is what, you know, I'm leading to stress, because we all have stress. Today, if you don't have stress in your life, then your head is in the sand, because it's a stressful world out there. And she said, for me, physical exercise provides an escape that allows me to release stress and gives me energy. And the best thing she's doing for herself is the time she makes to go to the gym, and that's priceless. And
oops, I think we lost Nancy. Hello? Anybody still there?
I'm here. Something happened.
Something,
hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Or probably redialing. In the meantime, I'll give you one that I just picked up out of the newspaper since we're on squash this week. I'd seen the name of squash as Delicata, D-E-L-I, D like David, E-L-I-C-A-T-A, and evidently this is one that's obviously not that common unless anybody else is. Has anybody worked with it? Delicata, it's a striped, hard-skinned squash. And they're saying the crops have arrived into the stores early to try it, so you guys can look for it. It looks about the shape of a spaghetti squash, if you're familiar with what that looks like. Anyway, they're saying instead of cutting it in half like you normally do a hard-shelled squash, to bake it whole, I would prick it with a few holes if you can prick it. And they said about 40 to 50 minutes, and they specifically say good for the vegetarians as a versatile side dish or a vegetarian entree, actually, is what they're saying. And they're not really giving any particular recipe, just the quote on how to bake it. So I will watch for that in the store since I don't have it in the garden, and maybe next year I'd like to put it in. So another one for you on squash. Is Nancy back?
Thank you. I was talking to myself, and all of a sudden a guy comes on. If you're having trouble, check with your operator. What? Hello? My phone is still going, and what's going on here? I don't know how far you guys heard, but thank you, Shaw, for filling in and talking about squash, which we were supposed to talk about. Anyway, she said that she makes time, that exercise allows her to release stress and gives her energy, and the time I make for the gym is priceless, and she's making wellness a lifestyle. Interesting choice of words. She sees the horrific results, the horrific health risks that result from stress. She's learned ways to combat anxiety, and they inspired me to not only continue exercising, but also to take time to pause in moments of chaos, and as they say, just be. I hope this issue inspires you to make your life and workplace a healthy one. So, you know, she brought up stress and how detrimental and physical, emotional damage is caused by stress. We all have stress in our lives. We just need to learn how to release it and move on. A lot of us eat when we're stressed, and what are we eating, and what are we doing to our bodies by what we're eating? Anyone have any comments?
Correct. Children at the dinner table, putting them under or upsetting their digestive system. What you are doing is upsetting the digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a pleasant setting.
Oh, yeah. just some really good articles in here, and I will go through and pull out some things to bring up as we go on. But it was, it's just so much more. In fact, my older son and I were having a discussion on this. Almost validating his reason for being overweight right now by saying, how long did it take you, Mom? And, you know, I thought about that, and I came back to him when he was here Sunday, and I said, in my day, the reason for not, that people were told to not be overweight was just because they look better. Health was not a major issue at the time, and we didn't know about food choices, certainly nothing near what we know now. And I said, you know, he said, well, you know, and he's arguing with me in a nice way. You know, we have that kind of, we have a great relationship and we're learning from each other. But I said, today, there are so many more sources of wonderful information, and they know what, number one, being overweight does to the body. Whereas 40 years ago, 30 years ago, the information just wasn't out there like it is now. And so it was an interesting little discussion we had.
Hey, here's a joke. This is one of the, I love going through the food day section when it comes, so you're getting inundated with my little bits here. Anyway, this is supposed to be a delicacy dish, and it's called the Pine State Biscuits Reggie Deluxe. It's a sandwich, okay? It's a sandwich filled with egg, fried chicken, bacon, cheese, and gravy. We suggest a chaser of wheatgrass juice afterwards. Is it for real in the recipe? And they give the recipe. I mean, you couldn't leave one of those words in as far as the way we think it's healthy to eat except wheatgrass.
Maybe the wheatgrass will help move us through quicker. So,
wow, what a combination.
Mm.
They got it stacked high, of course. It covers the whole plate. It's not a small biscuit to start.
Well, it was interesting in Tai Chi yesterday. She was telling us about a former student, I believe she said, a young man who called her, has been having abdominal problems. And she finally said to him, you know, what's going on in your life that really gets you in the gut? And he, you know, he didn't have an answer. And her suggestion to him was, you know, do a little bit of the Tai Chi stuff, she said. But the last thing she said was, one day a week, eat raw. And I would suggest you eat more fruit than vegetables because it'll help clean you out better. I don't know whether I don't know if she's plant-based or not. We have not talked about that, but it was an interesting thing for her to say yesterday. Nobody gasped when she said that, but she definitely brings other modalities into just, you know, rather than just Tai Chi, which is nice.
Well, Nat, do you remember when we were talking about some of the things that Roger Drummer had delivered, and he said, if you want to do a great cleanse and not ever have to worry about being hungry, he says, just go on steamed vegetables, steamed and raw vegetables. He says it doesn't have to be all raw. But he says if you just go to steamed vegetables, leave everything else out, he said your system will detox.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, you can be satisfied. You're putting salt.
And he doesn't say fruit, just the veggies, he's saying.
Just the veggies, yeah. No fruit, pasta, no grains, just veggies.
Uh-huh. Bless you.
And it'll do the same thing as just, you know, juicing.
Yeah. And you'll feel more satisfied.
You'll feel more satisfied,
sure.
Exactly.
Sure. And, you know, I don't know that it all necessarily has to be. You can also eat it raw, I imagine.
Yes, he said raw or steamed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Combination of both. And I think of that for the winter months because and just put it, if it was partially cooked to make a base, mm-hmm. you could liquefy it in the blender and have a base and then have chunks in it too. So
mm-hmm.
even steam just raw because
yeah.
it's
in. Well, just thinking,
all kinds of choices, don't
sure.
work.
With this, these tomatoes I'm going to be picking up, I could put some of those in the eggplant. So you could cut up fresh tomatoes in your eggplant also.
Yes.
Yeah.
No reason not to.
Uh-huh. I've started to buy jicama again. I had gone on a... I had stopped buying it because it wasn't holding up as well. Maybe it wasn't as fresh. Maybe it may be partially seasonal. I don't know. But it's a nice crunch.
Oh, it is.
I like, yeah. And I'm glad that you picked up on the oh, my God, my mind is blank. What's the vegetable of the week, Char?
Oh, the squash?
Thank you. I could see it, but I couldn't put a name on it. The squash while I was gone.
Try some of that raw in your salad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The yellow squash, not just the zucchini. I use zucchini a lot raw, but...
Oh, you're talking about the summer squash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm talking about the winter squash, too. I have many times put in just chunk small, either thin slices or small cubes of any of the yellow squashes. The sweet meat especially, there's difference in the sweetness of some of them, is very good. The same as I did the sweet potatoes.
Some of them are so hard to crack into.
Yes.
They're really hard.
So peeling them is a challenge.
Yeah, or even cutting them to be able to cut them.
And that says that with the delicata squash, it says that since it's hard-shelled, it's much easier to handle just baking it and then scooping it out because
uh-huh.
it's difficult with the...
When I did that last year, I think maybe it was an acorn, I don't remember what kind, I did bake it whole because normally I would do it upside down half, but somebody had suggested putting a hole in it, maybe a triangle hole so it won't explode in the oven.
Right.
And that's difficult to do sometimes.
Yeah, probably an ice pick would work if you...
I used to have one, but I don't anymore, yeah. That's a good idea. I haven't seen one of those in years and years and years. But, yeah.
But
wow, we are way past. Anybody have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns?
Thank you.
Well, thank everybody for your participation. That's how we all learn, and I get so much from these calls, from everybody else, that it's why I'm here. Have a great day, everybody. We have sunshine, and I love it. I'm going to get some D now.
Nancy, one question. Mary McCullen, is that the woman that's associated with Elaine Connolly?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Do you have her number?
I think so. Somewhere. Yeah.
If you hold on one second. Maddie, I think I have a card here.
How you doing, Maddie?
Oh, pretty good. Very good. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, this is Dottie. Did you send that information that you were going to send to me? I didn't receive it.
Very
on Terry Latham? On his call?
I don't remember whether I did or not. I'll double check. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
I mind if I don't remember.
I know. Everybody's so busy now.
Never star by it.
Okay, thank you.
Naturally, I couldn't find her card, but I think I have her number in my book, Maddie, someplace. You know what? Instead of holding everybody, although people can hang up if they want, I know I have it someplace. It's a 330 number. I know that. That doesn't help.
Hey, thank you, Nancy, for... reminded me, I had eggplant in my refrigerator, and I just made that.
Yeah, my husband picked some the other night. I'm going to have to make it, too.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I bought a block of rice mozzarella cheese, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to cut it up and just put, like, slices on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remembered I purchased these little graters. I mean, they're little hand graters. They're the cutest little things. I picked them up because they were cute. And, boy, they worked really well by, making and shredded it up. So,
you're kidding.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're just, I'm telling you, they're not that big. They may be about the size of your hand. And you hold them on, you can put them right in the palm of your hand and then just slice it that way. I did it over a bowl. And, boy, they came out perfect. I mean, perfect. But I said,
okay. No, the reason I'm so surprised is because the cheeses that I have bought are not dry. They are much too moist to do that with.
They were what?
Much too moist and soft. to be able to grate?
Oh, no, these were, I mean, it was like if I bought it already in a package, already, you know, shredded up.
Uh-huh.
Some of mine was soft, Nancy. I threw it in the freezer and then grate it, and it worked great. Or slice.
I just cut it in little pieces and put it on top. Here's Mary's number, Maddie. Are you still there?
Yes.
330-273-8955.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, that's great. I don't grate cheese. It's just easier for me to cut it up. And the cheese really is almost the consistency that I would think of tofu being. So I guess different kinds of cheeses are certainly a different.
Yeah, well, this was a block of iced cheese. As a matter of fact, I ended up using the whole block.
Sure. Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to, but I did.
It's definitely much better than it was 10 or 15 years ago, isn't it? Remember when it came out with that rubber cheese?
Oh, I know. Forget
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no, this isn't
the
bad.
Mystery cheese, I called it.
Okay, well, enjoy your eggplant, everybody. Have a great day, and thanks so much for everybody's participation. I really appreciate it and enjoy it, so have a great day.
Thanks, Nancy.
Welcome.
Bye-bye, Nancy.
I know.
Thank you.